Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Aesthetic Insider Radio. This is your host, Angela O'Mara. You know, over the last 10 years, aesthetic surgery procedures have increased at least by 500%. And in addition to this unprecedented increase in patient volume, it's also to be noted that patients are actually taking much more time to educate themselves about plastic surgery. And one of the newest business companies on the horizon, and it's something that has really come about, I think, as a result of patient demand, is the need for increased and enhanced overnight care for a patient recovering from cosmetic surgery, especially within the first 24 hours. So I'm really excited that today we have Amanda Ritchie, who is the co-founder of Overnight RN, which is a leading post-operative healing company and based in the San Francisco Bay Area. And we also have Madeline Salado, who is the clinical coordinator at Overnight RN. Amanda, Madeline, welcome to Aesthetic Insider Radio.
Pleasure,
Hi,
Angela.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, Amanda, I'm going to ask you this question first. I mean, and I guess before we even go into questions, Amanda, if you wouldn't mind, you know, giving us a little bit of background about Overnight RN for those listeners who are not yet familiar with you and, you know, your role in the company, the growth of the company, and then Madeline's role as clinical coordinator.
Right. So Overnight RN is, we were basically focused on preoperative and postoperative care. There's a lot that goes on in preparing for surgery, and there's a lot that goes on after surgery happens. And I think that patients, you know, they build up for the surgery to happen the morning of, and then it happens, and then a lot of things get lost after that. And they go home, you know, they you know, had anesthesia, they're, you know, drugged up, and they, you know, sometimes need that extra assistance and guidance. So what Overnight RN does is it provides that care for someone that, you know, can't always find a ride home. They can't always find someone to watch them the first night, because you do, in fact, have to have a responsible adult with you for 24 hours following anesthesia. So, you know, we're doing these big operative ambulatory surgery centers, like procedures, outpatient surgeries, and patients are going home and, you know, they're overwhelmed. And so we're kind of just assisting them and, you know, providing some assistance in what they need at home and everything. So, yeah.
That's great. So, you know, Amanda, in hiring nurses, because I do, you know, think from the physician's point of view, you know, they would agree that the patient definitely needs, you know, adult supervision. In some cases, you know, of course, the more in-depth of surgery that a patient has and the more need for expert medical care in that first 24 hours, I think, is becoming much more prevalent. But in hiring RNs to work with, you know, that apply to Overnight RN, what are the qualities that you look for? I mean, I know that you are a nurse yourself and have been a recovery nurse in various specialties, but, you know, primarily within the aesthetic arena. So what are the qualities that you look for the RNs that apply to Overnight RN?
Right. Well, like, for example, Madeline and I are both, you know, perioperative nurses. We have experience doing preoperative care, intraoperative care, postoperative care. You know, we've been around the whole surgical journey, the perioperative experience. And we are looking for nurses that are very similar. And the nurses that we've hired have, you know, that those critical thinking skills, and they're well-rounded. They aren't, you know, they're career nurses who have, you know, dedicated their lives to learning their trade and are you know, looking to pick up some extra shifts and just take on patients that just need that extra support and guidance. And they provide, our nurses provide help and, you know, a watchful eye and someone who knows what's going on. I think Madeline might be able to answer this question a little bit better since she's a clinical coordinator. Madeline, what do you have?
Well, there are definitively, it's vital for the nurses that do work for overnight to have a comprehensive skill set. And we have a vetting process that we do look at, but there's also very important to integrate a lot of the intangibles, but very vital intangibles into our scope of practice, our teamwork, and in the for the physicians and the communities and the patients that we ultimately are serving. Those intangibles are not taught that someone has it or someone does not have it, from integrity to critical thinking. Communicativeness is also a acquired skill, but I think it's also something that either someone has or wishes to develop, and a pragmatic think on your feet, clinical and personal judgment to be able to provide the type of services and the quality of services that overnight RN will provide or does provide to our patients. Of course, organizational skills and an ability to tap into creativity. You're out in the field. You've got to think. You don't have the backup of what some in-house or even outpatient surgical center provisions and facilities as such. So, you've got to be creative, and you've really got to know how to think on your feet.
Right.
You know,
and
I would, agree with that, absolutely. And I do, Madeline, just to kind of continue in this vein, and I know you just gave me loads of kind of great qualities and critical thinking and methods and organizational skills. But I do have one question that is still kind of within this line is, are there any kind of really particular qualities, all levels of experience you seek when it comes to recovering an aesthetic surgery patient? Is there anything different about this patient than other, post-op patients?
Given my experience has been, any general surgery, vascular surgery, orthopedics, and I also have done aesthetics, specific to an aesthetic patient, I think if one wishes to profile, for lack of a better term, their procedures are being done in an outpatient setting. So hence, they're not as ill as some of the patients that I have cared for. Yet the expectations are an important fold into how it is that they deal with the procedure, especially post-operative. Pain levels are important to address. Again, expectations, pain levels, and the realistic scope into how, what's going to happen from here on out, and how long is that going to take, and why we are doing, or what has happened to you, or what the procedure entails is being done in the manner that it is. So education is vital. Being able to communicate is vital. That's pretty much across the board. But with regard to an aesthetic patient, that's going to have to, one may sound like a broken record, yet again, it is a stressful situation, regardless of what procedure is being done. So I have found in my experience and in my colleagues' experience, you're repeating a lot of things. So it's important to be able to bring that patient to the present and to an understanding of what realistic expectations are with what just happened to them and what will happen to them in the near future.
Right. I think that the aesthetic nurses are really well-rounded, and because they're able to do pre-op care and post-op care, and their assessment skills need to be on point. They need to have a really good understanding of what is needed before surgery and after surgery. And you know what? We're acting as the eyes and ears for the doctor. And when a patient would normally be calling the doctors and not fully understanding, it's hard to understand patients sometimes. They don't have the medical backgrounds that we have. Nurses and doctors, we speak in another language. And a lot of these patients are calling and saying things, and the doctors, I don't think, are totally understanding it. And the nurses have to be well-rounded enough to be concise and get to the point. and help paint a clear picture for the doctors.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, one of the things that you did just say was about the patient expectations. And I think just by the very, you know, term of, you know, we do understand, of course, in the aesthetic industry that the patients that we're treating are coming to us because they choose to. They're not sick people, you know, they don't need surgery. They want surgery. And I kind of have always felt there is a little bit of a I don't quite know the right term for it. It's not confusing.
Disjoint.
Perhaps it's a naivete in, you know, with cosmetic surgery, there will be pain afterwards. You know, it may hurt a little bit, you know. It's
And so
I do think, you know, with the, like you said, the expectations of the patient, and this is a question for both of you, and so I'll let, you know, which one of you or both of you answer this, because do you feel on the part of the surgeon, because they, do you think that sometimes he or she may kind of overlook some of the important key patient expectations and differences when it comes to aftercare?
I think that surgeons and patients sometimes when they're talking, there can be a real disconnect, and nurses kind of act as a translator between, you know, doctors and patients. Patients are really overwhelmed when they go to doctor's appointments. They hear things and they prepare and, you know, they're listening, but then they go home and their lives begin again and they start everything else. And unless they wrote it down and, like, you know, how many people go to a doctor's office and take really good notes of everything someone says? Like, not a lot of people. And, you know, so then they go in and have surgery and then, you know, it's crunch time and now they've got to remember everything and, like, oh, where did I put that paperwork that has the instructions on it? Like, I don't know. And so I think that, you know, nurses can act as a, you know, a sounding board for the patients and can intercept manage patient expectations, because patients do go in and they tell me all the time, oh, my doctor said I wouldn't be in pain. And I was like, you just had surgery. You know, someone cut into your body, and I can't guarantee that you will have 0 out of 10 pain.
And I think this is preoperatively is also a very vital time to do patient education. I know that might sound trite or a bit bland, but that's a very important time that I believe greatly affects what happens intraoperatively as well as what happens immediately in the PACU and thereafter. And it's to be able to educate someone, hopefully in someone's home or office or a place that is familiar to them, if that's at all possible, can alleviate as that stress and that level of overwhelm that perhaps a patient may experience, as Amanda alluded to. So preoperative is a very vital time to do patient education as well as an assessment of what could potentially. Our job is also to anticipate as best as possible. And that's very key in this whole process for the success of everyone involved, especially the patient.
Now, how often do you encounter, and you know, whether it's in the past or more recently, but how often do you encounter patients who have inadequately prepared for their post-surgical care by, I mean, I know somebody has to drive them home, as, you know, they need to leave with a you know, consenting, you know, adult. But how often have you found it that they haven't really, you know, thought that they do need round-the-clock care for the first 24 hours?
It happens
a lot.
It's actually shocking. Yeah. It's if I had a dollar for every patient that came in the morning of surgery and said, wait, what do you mean I can't drive myself home? I would be rich, you know. Patients are, they just, you know, they're so overwhelmed. They're getting fed so much information, and they take things, like, literally sometimes when they shouldn't take it literally and verbatim, like, they should kind of, you know, take things with a grain of salt. And doctors don't tell them always hard and fast rules. They tell them things that, you know, can bend and flow with with what is happening, and you have to, you know, decide as you go sometimes. And patients take things very literally. And then sometimes they are so tunnel visioned onto one thing that the doctor said that they miss entirely that they can't drive themselves home. You know, they can't do, you know, all these things. And so yeah, I mean, it's fascinating how much it happens actually.
Well,
how do you manage that situation?
Unfortunately,
I'll take this one, Madeline. When I have patients that come in and have, you know, forgotten things the morning of surgery, you know, and then they have, I manage it basically by if I have to. I have to advocate for my patient. That's my job, right? To advocate for the patient and make sure that things are happening. And if the patients don't understand what they need to do preoperatively, I can't in good conscience allow the surgery to continue. And so I have, you know, been involved with cases where cases have been canceled because patients don't have rides home or they don't have someone to help them at home. And I can't in good conscience have someone have surgery and then not have the right things prepared for them afterwards. I don't know. What do you think, Madeline?
That would be a huge cost and inconvenience as well, wouldn't it, to the doctor? So it makes sense to really kind of make sure that they've, you know, dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's in terms of pre-education of that patient pre-surgery.
Oh, yeah. Tulane University actually did a study, and they figured out that when a surgery is canceled on the morning of the procedure, it actually costs the surgeons around $2,000 to $5,000.
Of course. I mean, everything's in place, and then you can't do the surgery. Kind of having an overnight RN nurse be involved, you know, from the get-go, pre- and post-surgery, can actually save the doctor money in the long run in terms of possible cancelled procedures.
Well, I think it affects a lot of different aspects, not just financially, but it also, you know, on one aspect of it, perhaps another person could have also had a surgery on that particular day.
Exactly.
Versus someone who is, and it's unlike something like I've done a lot of inpatient inpatient surgeries, and it's not like our boards are always full and always running. Some facilities are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's unlike, oh well, we can call so and so orthopedic surgeon who has an add-on and, you know, bring someone else in. There is an added cost and an added time to that, yet, you know, we can put someone in that particular spot or room or however you want to refer to it. In an outpatient aesthetic setting, that's not as readily accessible. That's not something that can happen. There is the fiscal aspect of it, but there's also a matter of a lot of logistics. Perhaps this person has also taken time off from work, and then they can't take any more time off from work, or, you know, why are that situation is also something that a lot of times I have found is not truly addressed or put on the table, like all that encompasses what it takes to arrange to have someone have surgery, aesthetic or otherwise.
So it really is in the surgeon's, of course, benefit to hire the very best in terms of pre- and post-operative care. And obviously, you know, many practices can't really afford to have a full-time nurse working with them, and that full-time nurse certainly would not be able to, you know, go home with every single patient, you know, every day from the practice anyway. And so it does make sense for them to use an outside service such as yours, as Overnight RN, that obviously has, you know, like the best to offer in terms of, you know, vetted, educated, you know, fully prepared nursing staff.
I think that's important. I believe that is a good point to bring up. Another point that I, you know, would like to table too is I think it would be a good idea to have those boundaries set The surgeon has their boundaries and with the patient. The clinical nurse who's employed by the physician has his or her boundaries with the patient. And we have our boundaries with what we have to do. That just makes things very clear. And I believe will affect a flow of care and a I'm not able to speak because I didn't have coffee.
Continuity.
A continuum of care that will also be hopefully interpreted to the patient, the client, the customer, however you want to refer to them, the patient, in a means of, oh, so Amanda or Madeline is with overnight. They did this for me. Clinical nurse so-and-so can answer this for me. And the physician is this for me, to me. And so there's a clarity, a boundary, and the gray areas are still evident. They're still there, yet they're not as overwhelming. And it's an educational process for the patient, yet I believe it would serve them much better to have that clarity and those boundaries. Sometimes in aesthetic surgery, that's a difficult thing to maintain.
Now, you know, and I'm kind of, this is a question I would normally have asked a bit later in our conversation, but I think I want to ask it now because it does take us into this realm and kind of skipping forward a little bit here in protecting your surgeons, clients, and their practices, and then their brand and professional reputation with professional and qualified overnight nurses. You know, we all agree is of utmost importance. But do you feel that, because, you know, I know one of the things that you've just kind of touched on, and I understand you've been working extremely, you know, with the whole, like you said, the boundaries, and with mm-hmm. that I take it to the policy and procedure requirements and standards that overnight RN has really been kind of making, and I think, you know, this is something, Madeline, that you've been very involved in, is that whole policy and procedure requirements mm-hmm. and standards of overnight RN that are above most industry standards, I think. Is that the case?
When this was brought forth to me, and Amanda and I spent, you know, quite a bit of time discussing their goals and our goals for overnight RN. Yes, our policies and procedures have to also reflect what the industry standard is, but it's not a matter of overnight RN being adhering to minimal standards. We do want to excel. We want to be the precedent in this industry for what it is we do. I believe that if that can be exuded from the likes of Amanda and Michael and myself and others involved, inclusive of our medical director, it will only flow through the entire team, and it is a team effort. I because a nurse is out there caring for a patient on their own, quote unquote, that doesn't mean that there isn't a team surrounding them and supporting them and would be at the ready to do what it requires. So yes, we want to excel and extend what it is that is expected out there in the community for patient care, aside from the whole aesthetic aspect. I mean, patient care, human care, that's what we want to establish for ourselves and for the people we care for and work with.
I think that, like, you know, healthcare is a big hot topic right now. Healthcare has been a fee-for-service sort of a thing where, you know, you go in and you have something done, you pay for it, and, like, it's over. But now we're going to value-based care. And we're starting to think, like, okay, you know, I'm not going to just turn these patients out. We're not going in and getting them out as quickly as possible. There is a thought process that needs to be happening around this. And I think that we bring a lot of value to the offices. I think about that if surgeons are able to have their patients take home a medical professional, like, how amazing is that? Like, a surgeon just gets a nurse to, like, go home with their patient and be the eyes and ears for them at no cost to the surgeon. And, if, you know, of course you'd want to reap the benefits of those rewards. The surgeons have, like, access to skilled nurses who know what to look for. We streamline communications between doctors and patients because a lot of times it's kind of like the boy who cried wolf. You know, it's patients are see that their incision is pink, and they see the pink as red, and they think red is inflammation and red is, you know, infection. And the nurses are there and can actually, you know, help translate what the patients are trying to tell the doctors, and they can clarify things for the doctors. It's like, why would you not want to have that? I think that that's, you know, an amazing thing to have at the bedside. You have patients calling you all the time in a panic, and they don't know how to explain what's happening to them. I had a patient actually last night who I was doing a dressing change, and I knew that their incisions looked normal, but I could see how an untrained mind would think, you know, oh, that actually could be an infection, because, you know, how things like tend to look. An untrained person, layperson, would see an infection when I actually saw, you know, a great healing.
You know, we have just about 4 minutes left on the show, and I have thousands of questions to ask you, and so, and I know you've got just kind of loads of information to give out to our listeners, but I just quickly want to ask a couple of others.
It's rapid fire time, Angela.
Yeah, exactly. One of which is, you know, Overnight RN appears to work with a number of, you know, very high-profile, successful aesthetic surgeons, and without you disclosing any names of your customers, how easy was it for a doctor to transition over to using the services of Overnight RN?
It's been really easy, actually. The doctors, we want to know the doctors. We want to know how the surgeons work. Every surgeon has a certain way of doing things. It's been great, like, working with the doctors closely, because we are able to learn how they like things and what their, you know, specific orders are. And we're able, you know, some doctors want a pillow after a facelift and other doctors want no pillow, you know, and so we're able to help that with the doctors and the surgeons. Setting up relationships with the surgeons has been great. It's been easy. If any surgeons want to contact us, we actually have an email, info@overnightrn.com, and they can reach out to us and we can establish a relationship with them. And when we establish the relationship, that's when, you know, we can move forward and take care of their patients in an effective manner.
And then in terms of patients, do patients ever contact Overnight RN directly and then tell their surgeon that they want to recover with, you know, one of your nurses?
You know, available both. Yeah, both are available.
Yeah.
We work closely with the surgeons, and then we work also with the patients. So I have both. Patients can also, you know, email info@overnightrn.com. There's also a phone number that we have, 415-365-0018, and patients can call in and they can speak to a medical professional, or they can speak to, you know, someone that's more business minded and kind of answer more questions like that. So that's a huge opportunity.
I think it'd be very empowering. If I were a patient, I think I would feel very empowered to be able to set something like that up myself.
I highly encourage
patients who even have an inquiry, and we could further educate them in that manner. But I think it would be very important and very empowering for them to also have that capacity to do that.
Yeah, well, you know, and you know, we did talk a little bit earlier. Again, we've got just about a minute left on the show, and so I do think for the patients out there and the doctors out there, you know, that obviously, you know, recovery and, you know, without a good recovery, you know, you can expect a good result, and so that's something, you know, that obviously we really want to put a lot of emphasis on. But in a nutshell, is there anything, you know, in terms of, you know, obviously why aesthetic surgeons need to hire the best? Just a last little thing from either of you that, you know, that we haven't covered?
Yeah, I think that you know, healthcare should be it's a team effort. You need the nurses involved. You need the doctors involved. You need the patients involved. It's not, you know, one person or another. We all need to be a team, and I think that that's really important to remember. And sometimes, you know, doctors and patients do need a translator. They do need a nurse to help translate, and that's okay. That's okay. I think that it's a great opportunity to work together.
Absolutely.
And I believe hiring the best equates to ensuring the safety and well-being of the patients as well as the well-being of the entire team.
And you know, with that, I would like to just ask you one more time for doctors and patients out there who are interested in the overnight, you know, nursing services of overnight RN, how can they reach you?
We can be reached by email at info@overnightrn.com, or you can go to our website, www.overnightrn.com. And then the phone number is 415-365-0018. But the best way is just to go to the website, overnightrn.com, and you can get hooked up with us through that.
Well, Amanda Ritchie, co-founder of Overnight RN, and Madeline Salada, a clinical coordinator at Overnight RN, thank you both so much for being on Aesthetic Insider Radio. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, and I'd love to have you both back on as guests again sometime in the future.
Fantastic.
That would be
it's
great.
A pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Have a great day, girls. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too. Bye.